بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with Surah Al-A'raf. Previously we had discussed the creation of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed the malaika to prostrate, to make sajda before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And subsequently, Iblis, Shaitan, refused to do this on account of his pride. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had banished him from the heavens. قَالَ خُرُجْ مِنْهَا مَذْؤُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Allah said, get out from the heavens, from the skies. And you are now repelled, you are banished, you have been expelled from here. And then Allah made a promise, or rather Allah informed Shaitan, لَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That whosoever from Bani Adam, from the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, will follow you, will obey you, then I will fill Jahannam up with you and with them. So this was discussed previously. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. That, O Adam, you and your wife, Hawa, you reside, you live in Jannah. فَكُلَا مِنْ حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. And eat from wherever you wish. In other words, all the bounties, the blessings of Jannah are free for you. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. But do not go close to this tree. فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Because if you do so, then you will be from those who have wronged themselves. So this was a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instituted, where He had allowed Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salatu wasalam to live in Jannah and to consume from all the bounties of Jannah. But as a test, Allah did not allow them to eat from one particular tree. And Mufassirin have mentioned different opinions regarding which particular tree this was. But the conclusion of the entire discussion is that the type of tree was not important. Rather, the test was important. That abide by this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or else you will be regarded as having wronged yourself. So this command was given to them, and they began to live in the gardens of Jannah. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Then Shaitan whispered to them, لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. And here Allah mentions the first result of Shaitan's whispering, or the first result of them giving in to the temptation of Shaitan, is that that portion of their private parts which were concealed to them before this, then became exposed. So the moment they followed what Shaitan had told them or whispered to them, this caused their private area to become exposed, and they now became aware of their private area. Nevertheless, Allah will speak about that later on. وَقَالَ. Shaitan said to them, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَا مَلَكَيْنَ أَوْ تَكُونَا مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. That your Rabb has not prohibited you, He has not forbidden you from eating from this tree, except because if you eat from this, you will become angels. In other words, you will transform into angels, and we all know that angels were created out of nur, and they do not have the innate ability to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas human beings have the ability to disobey Allah. So Allah doesn't want you to eat from here, because you will become angels. أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Or you will gain a life of eternity. You will never pass away. So this is why Allah doesn't want you to eat from this tree. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. And Shaitan took it one step further. He took an oath. In other words, he took Allah's name. And he said, إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. I am from those who will give you sincere advice. In other words, I am a well-wisher to you, and I want what is good for you. That is why I am telling you that you rather eat from this tree and enjoy the bounty of eternal life, or become an angel, and in this way you won't ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin mentioned that despite Adam alayhi salatu wasalam being a Nabi of Allah, obviously at that time he was not a Nabi, but despite him being the chosen one of Allah's creation, Allah had created him first, and he is the father of all of mankind, but when he heard Shaitan taking the name of Allah, taking an oath in Allah's name, then he did not think that any person or any being would take an oath in Allah's name and still speak a lie. Therefore, he believed what Shaitan said to him, and some commentators have mentioned that it was actually Hawa alayhi salam who fell prey to the temptation of Shaitan, and she then influenced her husband Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. Allah says, that Shaitan led them on with guile and deception, and he eventually convinced them to taste or to eat from this tree. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ When they tasted from this tree, بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا Allah now mentions, their private area became exposed to them. And this will be the first consequence of sin, of disobedience, of a person breaking the command of Allah, is that natural modesty will be stripped away. A person will immediately now engage in nakedness, in shamelessness. Of course, this was just the starting point. But when it comes to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the moment a person will break the command of Allah, disobey Allah, or go against one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will cause shamelessness to come into his life. But look at the reaction of Adam and Hawa. وَطَفِقَ يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِن وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ The moment they realized that the private area had become exposed, they began covering, concealing themselves with the leaves of Jannah. So ulama have explained that while this was the consequence of them eating from this tree, but that natural inner modesty was still there. And therefore every insan, every human being, all of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of Qiyamah, despite the levels of shamelessness and immodesty that will be prevalent, but within a person's heart or within his inner nature, there will always be that innate modesty that will come to the fore. Nevertheless, وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا Allah then calls out to them and says, أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ Did I not prohibit you from eating from this tree? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا And did I not tell you that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Shaitan is an open enemy to you. At this point they realized that we had made an error. So here ulama have explained, the incident continues, inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. But it is very important for us to revisit our aqidah, our belief regarding Ismatul Anbiya. The Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam are sinless. They are not capable of engaging in sin. And despite that, we see here Adam alayhi salatu wassalam making an error, going against the command of Allah. So ulama have explained a very subtle point, is that for something to be regarded as a sin, then there needs to be intent. A person intentionally, deliberately breaks the command of Allah, having full knowledge, and he does this out of obstinance, out of stubbornness, out of arrogance, then this will become a sin. On the other hand, if a person, due to forgetfulness, he makes an error in judgment, he makes a mistake, then while this is an error, but it will not be regarded as a sin. Very commonly we find in the month of Ramadan, sometimes a person forgets that he is fasting, and then he has a sip of water, he has something to eat. This is not a sin. Allah overlooks this, it's a mistake, it's an error, but it is not regarded as a sin. Yes, a person who remembers he is fasting, and now he deliberately goes and eats, that will now be a sinful action. So this was not regarded as a sinful action, it was regarded as an error, a mistake, forgetfulness. And that is why elsewhere in the Quran Allah says that we took a covenant, we made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam make a promise to us, فَنَسِيَ But he forgot this, and that is why he went along and he then ate from that tree. So it was forgetfulness on the part of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of this we find insan now also has this quality of nisyan, of forgetfulness. The children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will also have forgetfulness within them because of this initial act of forgetfulness of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And one more point and we'll terminate. The Christian faith generally blames Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam for this particular error. And they say that she fell prey to the temptation of Shaitan. She influenced Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He was free from blame. Here Quran sets the record straight. Both of them went ahead with this action. And later on we'll see both of them made tawbah. So it is not fair to blame only her, that she deceived her husband and she caused him to break Allah's command. Both of them forgot. Both of them went ahead with this. And later on both of them made tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly says that Allah accepted their tawbah and Allah selected them and made them special to him. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ